Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me?
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with our good friend Bill Brandt, president of DSI.biz, DSI Inc., Development Specialists Incorporated, and also a Democrat. Very connected, well-connected Democrat operative, and that's what we're talking about today, politics primarily. The Democrat convention is this week. President Obama is accepting his nomination tonight on television. Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. You're doing a great job. I mentioned when we went to the break about spirits of politicians past and spirits of politicians future. So when you say that, and I don't disagree with you, that Bill Clinton is the best guy in the world you could ever have to endorse you, and Obama couldn't have written a better speech for Bill, but isn't Bill a spirit of politicians past? And when you look at the lineup of the Republicans with Condi Rice and with Chris Christie and Marco Rubio and Ryan and so many, the governor of New Mexico on, and the governor of South Carolina, both women, Don't the Republicans have better spirits of a politician's future than the Democrats?
No, I think the bench. I think the bench is about the same. I think both of them. I mean, you heard from Castro, the mayor of San Antonio. You heard from the governor of Maryland. They have really good benches. And I guess what, as we were saying in the break, what astounds me is there are so many good people on the Republican side. I mean, and Ryan's one of them, but you could have put Condi Rice on this ticket, and it would have electrified the nation and really dazzled the base and got people thinking. The problem the Republicans always seem to have is a who's next problem, or as the NBA says, I got next. And at some point, you got to get around that. Now, look, McCain did that with Palin, and it electrified his campaign for a while. Maybe she didn't turn out to be and wasn't as fully vetted as they could have done. But a similar move with Condi Rice might have done more for him in the general election than Ryan did. Ryan certainly helped him with his.
Don't you think though that from a governing standpoint, from a practical standpoint, maybe it wasn't as politically a good move, and you can't win if you aren't good at politics. That's for sure. But from the standpoint of governing, don't you think Ryan is going to be better for governing than Condoleezza Rice, with great respect given to her?
Other way around. I would never argue that Ryan would be great for governing, but Romney knows how to do that. Romney's soft suit, if there is one, is foreign relations, and you'd have Condi. I mean, at that point, she could master the foreign relations for you.
She could still be his Secretary of State. I want to move on and talk about something else. Bill Clinton said, "This election is about what kind of country we'll want." If of all the things that I could have agreed, that I couldn't agree more with Bill Clinton about in his speech, was that statement. What this election, and I've said this a long time, Bill, I've said this is a tipping point election for America, unlike any in my lifetime. What does America want? What do Americans want their country to look like going forward? That's what this election is going to show, isn't it?
Yeah, although I'm so tired of hearing that every election is a tipping point. I think
this one is, though, Bill.
No, I don't think so. I think that the Republic will do just fine and survive. I think that the difference of policies between the two parties, if you look very deeply, other than on social issues, is pretty minimal, at least as to the economy.
But, Bill, this is the election between this election and the next. If something doesn't change in the White House, and between this election and the next, Americans will tip over from over half paying to the government to over half receiving from the government. And that's a tipping point. That's a Rubicon I'm afraid we won't come back from.
Oh, look, I think that there are, it's how you define that. I think if you look at local governments and count them in as well, Americans, I think it's Time magazine this week that says we all live in a subsidized environment. I think you're splitting hairs. I don't disagree with you that you don't like the philosophy of Obama, but I don't think this particular election will set the tone for the future of the country, for the eons to come.
Yeah.
We got your kid fought in Iraq. My dad landed on the shores of Saipan, and they did that, and all those guys sitting in the graveyard at Arlington did that. so you and I could get a chance to vote every 4 years and decide what we want and do it in a civil way. The good news is they got us that right. We're going to do it. The better news is none of it leads to a spectacular cataclysm. Every 4 years we do it again, and every 4 years you and I hear that this is the most important election of our lifetime.
I got to ask you one quick question, quick answer. Was Clinton's speech last night a setup for Hillary's run for president in 2016?
You know, I think Bill would love her to do it. I agree with Ed Rendell. I think she needs some time off. I think right now, if she wouldn't do it, she's burnt. Give her 2 years. Give her some speaking engagements and a
the
book.
Answer,
and think
it sounds like the answer is yes, folks. This is what it sounds like to me.
Hey, Bill. I think she'd be a great president.
Thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, our favorite Democrat. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.